You see now today, I'm not gonna lie. I'm fighting today. No jokes about it. Snoop D-O-double-G, Doggy Dog World. And then before that, Casey and Jojo. Joe Light 0959 is Car Drive. We're on the streets, you're on the air. We're back with the vengeance.
Life. Yes, Caesar man. Yes, man.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, cha, sekunjalo. After school is after school, Baba. One thing about Kaya family, guys, music is always on point. Music is always on point. Thank you very much, guys, for a beautiful show. Caesar and the team.
Thank you very much for tuning in. It's always lovely.
Life. Rock on, Caesar. Rock on, Kaya 959. On the street, in the air, on the palm of your hands. Rock on, team.
And indeed, we are going to rock on at live.
On the street, on the air, Caesar fan. Ah, no. Tell us,
Okay.
Hey, Caesar. Esiqalo kuzo hip hop, kuthiwa hip hop. Yeah. Sokile.
Sharp send man. One last voice note.
Lirato. I'm a netra, man.
Oh man. Okay. And with that, the show has finally begun. I want to say this. You are my bosses. So again, just like last week, I'm going to start off with an apology that I left you unattended to on Friday. There was some family responsibility that I actually, you know, I started doing something during the day. And I thought for sure I'll be done by the afternoon. And at about 2:30, I realized, hey, I may not be done by the time comes that I got to start the show. And we'd already planned the show. When three hits, I wasn't able to be in the studio. That is my bad. I apologize for not making it through. However, I come bearing gifts to make it up to you. The first two songs were the beginning. Tomorrow, I've got a guest for us. The one and only leader of the EFF, Mr. Julius Malema. There's a lot going on in the country right now. There's a lot going on in the world right now. And quite often, when people speak about the change that's required in the country, people speak about young people. And I think we can all agree that since the ANC Youth League got disbanded, there has been no leadership for youth people in our country. And so we decided to just invite him over. It's been a long time coming. We would actually wanted to have him on long before we did the Dudizane Zuma interview, but we just couldn't get the right time. And so over the weekend, we agreed it's okay, actually, this is now the right time. So tomorrow, from 3 o'clock onwards, tell everybody, even people that don't listen to the show, tell them they don't want to miss out on this one. We're going to have a very deep discussion. Who knows where it's going to go? Maybe we're just going to speak about frivolous things, just music, or maybe we're going to talk about the state of the country. But you know what Car Drive is about, so make sure you look out for that. Now, I also did something today. This morning, I wrote like my last exam, so that was cool. I didn't have to deal with that for the next couple of months. Probably I'll write again in December. But it got me thinking, how do you prepare for any kind of exam or test, right? Doesn't necessarily have to be like an educational one. Sometimes people will prepare for a presentation at work. And that will often require you to sit down, look at your work, memorize your work, get your slides together, etc. and so on. And some people will do that long in advance, like weeks, and they just do it a bit at a time. Or they'll stay up the night before and do it that way. Are you a last minute kind of person? Or are you the sort of person who will go on and actually, prep days and hours still to go? Kat, how do you usually do these things?
I think thinking back to high school, my favorite subjects, I was much more invested. So that was a history, art, consumer studies. So that was fun. And I'd actually prepare, I'd read case studies, for example, for history. And I'd, I'd find different interpretations, because oftentimes in high school they actually give you quite a big hint as to what you'll face during the exam.
100%.
Yeah, so I was always prepared with my favorite subjects, but I found if it was maths, which was not so favorite, or Afrikaans, and I would try to learn parrot fashion, but that wouldn't work all the time, because then you find a different way that they've questioned things in the exam. So I mean, I was always invested in the subjects I loved.
Okay, Sandman, last minute or prepare in advance?
So a bit of both. At school, I never took school seriously, so I would cram. Like, I'm like, what's coming up tomorrow? We're writing geography. Okay, on top of it, let's cram, do all of that. And I got away with it for most parts.
Yeah.
I wasn't a star student, but didn't fail either. But after school, I realized that the workload is a lot and you can't just be cramming. So I try to be on top of it. My saying is, there's no better time than the present, because to try cram some of the things after school, I know fail. So yeah, a bit of both.
Okay. Give us a shout. Let us know, how do you prepare for things? It could be a test, it could be a presentation at work. Do you prepare minutes the day before, the hour before? 086-000-959. Or do you take your time and prepare with all the time still available to you to make sure that you've mastered it by the time you got to give the presentation? 063-688-0959 on WhatsApp. We've got a WhatsApp message here from Clarissandra asking, are you going to interview Julia Lemma the same way you interviewed to designer Zuma? Because that was hardcore. The simple answer is, I don't do interviews to be hardcore or forced. All I try to do is I facilitate a discussion. Not combative, it's not like a gotcha moment. But I do ask all the questions I wanted to ask. I don't shy away from anything. So if there's a question that we're going to ask and happens to be a tough one, it will get asked.